Mayfield, all you can.
Lift your two hands higher and maintain quietness everywhere you are. Jesus, we love you. Father, we love you. It's your answer. That person woken up in the night by that pain, whatever be the source of it, it is cursed to its roots. That deposit of the enemy on your head, I declare it uprooted. Now! Everything planted in your life that is not planted by my Father, today is the end of that planting. In Jesus' name! Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. You are the God who can love everything on the earth, it is, but it can never, ever, 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 ever fail. You are the God. You have never, ever, ever failed, because you don't know what it means to fail.
Everything on the earth may fail, but you can never fail.
And you alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone, strengthener of my life. In you I'm satisfied. You alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strengthener of my life. In you I'm satisfied. You alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strengthener of my life. In you I'm satisfied. Oh, you alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone. Strengthener of my life, in you I'm satisfied. I will all I the increase that trouble me. Many a day I rise up against me. Many day who say of my soul. There is no help for me in God. But you alone are the shield all around.
You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strengthener of my life. In you I'm satisfied. Oh, you alone are the shield all around me.
You alone are the lifter of my head.
You alone are the strengthener of my life. You are satisfied. Ooh.
Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 22 and 23. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp, he shall leap from Bashan. 23. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and the south. Possessing your possession, dash, favor for inheritance. Objective is very straightforward. We shall be understanding what favor is, understanding what favor does, and understanding the way to favor. Favor, the favor of God, is a major secret of possessions in life. The favor of God. That scripture showed us two things. First, to be satisfied with favor is to be full of the blessings of the Lord. And second, to be satisfied with favor is to possess your possessions. So the favor of the Lord links us to the blessing of the Lord. And the favor of God links us to our possessions in life. I like us to understand that it is possible to be gifted and not be favored and end up stranded. It's possible. There is something the favor of God will do for you where your possession is concerned that many other things can't do. For example, give you many examples. Number one, Joseph. Joseph had wisdom, but the wisdom alone didn't give him his portion in Egypt. In Genesis chapter 41 from verse 39, he said, can we find such a man as wise as these? And so on and so forth. But Acts chapter 7 verse 10 showed us. He said, he showed us another factor that gave Joseph possession in Egypt. He said he delivered him out of all his troubles, afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Joseph had favor, but had wisdom, but wisdom alone couldn't make him governor. It took favor plus wisdom to give him his possessions. Beloved, there are many wise people among us who are still stranded. We have seen young men and young women with great ideas, great vision, great creativity. Handwork, artistic work, all manner, and yet stranded. Joseph needed favor in addition to the wisdom he had to succeed. Please don't just celebrate wisdom. Don't celebrate ideas. Covet favor. Covet the favor of God. Desire the favor of God. Seek the favor of God. Because ideas alone, wisdom alone, may not take you where you think you will go. And it is very, very true. That we know of people today who have less ideas than others, who appear more successful. Example number two, Israel. Israel had weapons, but it wasn't their weapons that gave them their possession. In Psalm 44 and in verse 3, Psalm 44 verse 3, look at what scripture says. For they got not the land in possession by their sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of your countenance, because you had favor on them. Weapon without favor can end in defeat. I'm talking of the favor of God. It is possible to have all the weapons you can have. You are equipped. You have all the things, all the tools of your assignment, all the tools of your profession. And yet favor is not there. Still don't access anything. So don't over-celebrate your weapons. Don't over-celebrate your equipment. Celebrate favor. Example number three, David was gifted and was talented, but that alone didn't give him a place in the front of Saul, king of Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 21, the Bible said, and David came to Saul and stood before him, even before he played the first note on his instrument. He loved him greatly and became not his musician but his armor bearer. What brought him there was different from what Saul gave him. He became his ADC. He became his personal assistant. What brought him was the play of instrument. But favor gave him another assignment. Beloved, once more, please don't over-relax on talent. Don't over-relax on gifting. Crave, desire, be passionate for the favor of God. I see mighty preachers and teachers of scripture who never went anywhere as far as ministry is concerned. Mighty, if they take the Bible, you are wondering whether it's the same Bible you are reading. And yet they couldn't go nowhere. Probably because just the gifting was celebrated. But there is something called favor that produces far beyond any physical thing. That was David. Example number four, Esther. Esther was beautiful, but beauty alone didn't give her place in the palace of King Ahasuerus. It didn't give her her position in that palace. In Esther chapter 2 and in verse 15, the Bible says, now when they turn up Esther, the daughter of Abiel, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king. She required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And everybody saw that Esther was beautiful. Is that what they say there? No. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Keep going. She obtained favor. So Esther was taken unto the king Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Beloved, don't over celebrate your beauty. Beauty alone can't give you husband. Handsomeness alone can't give you wife. As a matter of fact, scripture says beauty is vain. Proverbs 31 and in verse 30. It is vain. It is vain. It doesn't produce. Favor is deceitful. And beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. That is, favor can make an ugly person look beautiful. Beauty is vain. Favor can cover somebody that is so up, that does not look fine to people, and yet is beautiful. That's why I say it's deceitful. It's a profitable deceit. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? In Proverbs 18:22, where we read, we read it on Monday. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Obtaineth favor. You can find and be found by favor. You see, there are many things in scripture we underplay. We don't know. We don't really know the value. There are powerful people that are favorless, so they are so frustrated. There are beautiful people, gifted people, talented, even possibly anointed, but favor is lacking. So they appear very stranded. Example number five, Daniel. Daniel was a product of favor. Giftings alone did not make Daniel. In Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 9, the Bible spoke of how Daniel obtained favor. God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. He brought him into favor. The exploits of Daniel in Babylon, many of them were rooted in favor. Not just his gifting, not just his intelligence. Daniel was so intelligent that he was 10 times better than his contemporaries. Yet his brain couldn't give him his portion. There are first class graduates who work for those who didn't go to school at all. And it's not bad, but just menial work. Am I communicating at all? It is not brain. The battle is not to the swift. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Favor does not even come for the skillful. It's about time and chance. Happeneth to all. Somebody say a loud amen. Is there anybody in need of favor today? Well, I won't underplay wisdom. I won't underplay giftings. I won't underplay beauty or handsomeness. But in all thy gettings, add favor. In all thy gettings, add favor. In all thy gettings, add favor. That was Daniel. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. In Acts of the Apostles, despite the heavy Holy Ghost presence, favor was needed. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. And they were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So the church growth in Acts of the Apostle was not necessarily a function of power, but a function of favor. While growing up, I had been to churches where you ask yourself, what is the man actually preaching? People are plenty. I have been to where this one is saying so much, nobody is listening. I'm talking from experience. I've been to a church that is crowded with people. That while the pastor was preaching, I'll be looking at the passage he used and then be reading and jotting notes from what I'm getting from the passage. Because he was generally scratching on the passage. People were full. I've seen people who took that Bible and as if they would turn it upside down, right side, left, everywhere. Some, I don't know their address now. Eloquent teachers, deep teachers. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved by favor. All that is needed is for favor to rest on the pastor and rest on the church. And rest on that assembly and rest on that commission. And without any struggle, people are just looking for where that place is. Is God speaking to anybody here? After today, your mind will change concerning what is called favor. Finally, our Master Jesus, with all his anointing and all the prophecies that went on his head, needed favor. Sit down. With every anointing he carried, and all the prophecy that preceded his arrival, favor was still needed. It doesn't matter how much vision you saw concerning what God will do or what has been prophesied. Luke 2 and in verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. The favor had to increase for his ministry to explode. The prophecies were good, but favor was needed. The anointing was heavy, but favor was needed. Someone is stepping into that realm of favor. Can I say something to you and don't be angry? The devil does not care what you have for as long as he ensures you lack favor. He doesn't care what you have. He doesn't care how gifted you are. For as long as you don't have favor, he's all right. You can have the grace to be able to play the instrument or do this and that, and it will spin people's head or something. He doesn't care what you can do for as long as favor is not there. It takes favor to possess your possession. I visited this ground with one of the great giants of the faith globally. If you count people like 1, 2, 3 around the world, that is, as far as this gospel is concerned, he will be among those top 3 in terms of impact, in terms of everything. So we're driving on this ground, and he told me, he said, this must be God. That is the whole ground as we're driving. They say, how did you get this place? I say, it's the mercy of God. He said, because even if you have the money to buy it, where do you find it to buy? So it's not about money yet. Where do you find? Smack dab. This is the number one road in the country. Any president of the world who is entering this nation, this is where he passes. How? The devil doesn't care what you have. You can have the money. But if you lack the favor, you won't possess your possession. You will be looking for what is yours. You can't find it. Despite money in your hands. What is favor? We are talking about divine favor. Number one, it is divine goodwill and backing behind the life of the favored. Divine goodwill and backing behind the life of a person. Divine goodwill, divine backing. That is, Jehovah is backing you, so there is nothing you cannot face. That is, Jehovah says, I wish you well. So there is nobody that can wish you evil and it will succeed. And like we say all the time, goodwill is stronger than witchcraft. Divine goodwill and backing. What is favor? Number two, we're talking about divine favor. It is divine stamp of attraction and acceptance. That is, God placed something on your head. He placed something on your life that makes you attractive and acceptable. Most times, people will accept you before they know you. They are happy with you before they know who you are. What is divine favor? Number three, it is divine gate pass of access. Divine gate pass of access. That is, you know, in the military, you want to take a leave or something, they give you a pass, and then I will have a pass. It is a divine pass, a pass code, gate pass or pass code that grants you access. Access to where others cannot normally, naturally access. It was like that access that Queen Esther had. Number four, divine favor is the divine pool of desirables and likables. The favor of God gives you a magnetic existence. The desirables and the likable, the things that are needed, that are desired, are pulled your direction. What is divine favor? Number five is the divine seal of preference. You say, does God do preference? Yes. On some conditions. Jacob have I loved. Esau I hated. Romans chapter 9 verse 13. And some people will say, Is God wicked? Jacob I loved, Esau I hated. The answer is very simple. Before they became anything, he knew how Esau would behave. And he also knew how Jacob would behave. Based on my forecast and prognostication, this boy called Esau does not have a sense of value for eternal matters. If we are to hand over eternal matters to this boy, he will squander it. So, I prefer this one. It's a seal of preference. Having said that, what will favor do? What are the products of favor? And some of the things I'm going to say will literally repeat the definition. Number one, favor suspends earthly protocols to deliver divine purpose. The favor of God suspends earthly protocols to deliver divine purpose. Mary said,
how shall this thing be, seeing I know not a man?
You say, yes, everybody on earth will need to know a man to give birth to children. But this is different. This is different. This is a purpose of God, and you are highly favored. Blessed are thou amongst women and highly favored. And for that purpose, the protocol is suspended in favor of divine purpose. When you have favor upon your life, your journey is not as long as the journey of others. When you have the favor of God upon your life, you don't struggle the way others struggle to reach where they reach. Number two, favor opens doors you did not knock on and answers prayers you have not prayed. It will open the doors you didn't knock at or knock on and will answer prayers you have not yet prayed. That is, there are those who have almost killed themselves in request with minimal things happening. And then here you are, just living your life and taking your time, and the favor of God is opening the doors you didn't knock on. The favor of God.
We have series of people who have testified. They never applied for the job. They got the job. The guy who told me of the contract of over 300 million the other day, he said they were not even among those who applied for the job. The job met them. So people will be looking at you and say, what is this? In fact, at times they may say you are using something else. Is it not the same God we are serving? Favor.
Number three, favor brings to you what others go for. It causes people to look for you that others look for. It causes people to look for you that others look for. It's a continuation. Favor brings to you what others go for. It causes people to look for you that others look for. Everybody looks for important people, but important people look for the favored.
That is why I want to beg you today, please look for God and take your time to know God. He will make people that others are looking for to look for you. It is not today. From when we started ministry small, I knew where we were going. So I have never had the time to sit down waiting on a man. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. There is a favor of God that can make the thing to come to you that others go to.
We have had all manner of visas met us where we are. All manner.
Any country you know. All manner. The most difficult, the most simple. All manner.
Number four, favor makes you a focus of attention and a center of attraction.
Favor.
All of a sudden you are in focus. All of a sudden you are at the center.
You didn't plan for it.
You didn't pray for it. You didn't labor for it.
And I'm going to warn you as we go further, because this favor will bring some problems later.
focus of attention, a center of attraction. I was in 500 level medical school when we went for our national conference as the Nigerian Conference of Christian Medical and Dental Students at Louth. And it was time for the prayer session, and they asked me to lead the prayer, and then I led the prayer for 5 minutes. And God helped us in that prayer. When it was time to find who should be the next president of the Christian Medical and Dental Students Fellowship, unanimously, almost just him, that man stood out. When you are favored, all eyes turn in your direction. I'm telling you. The good, the bad, the ugly. The favor of God. Favor forbids obscurity of existence. It is impossible to be favored, and the devil says it's not aware that you are there. The favor of God cannot be upon your life and be upon the church in the city where you are, and they are not aware of your existence, or upon that business. Impossible. One man in the days of the construction of Area One Church, almost 20 years ago, one of the men, who's 20-something years ago actually, one of the men who was supplying us cement, became a member of the church. Suddenly everything turned around for him. And then he said, people will come to buy cement where they are. And they will ask this one, your bag of cement is how much? Maybe he says 900 naira. What of your own? 1,200. What of your own? 950 naira. What of your own? 1,000. What of your own? 1,100. Okay, in that case, 1,200 is the one we are going to buy. That is the man's own. And everybody trooped in his direction. So all the people began to wonder, what is happening here? He said, it's God. He said, which kind of God? Is it all God we are all serving? He said, well, God connected me to our church recently. He said, which kind of church? He mentioned, he said, do they drink blood there? Because it was a mystery. He was smack in the middle. But for one reason or the other, everybody looked in his direction, even if his price was higher than those of the others. This is the kind of favor that is coming upon a man. Hear me. Every spirit of disfavor and rejection that has followed your life and your assignment all this while, today is the end of that devil. Today is the end of that devil. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Favor, number 5, forbids unnecessary and unrewarded labor. It forbids it. It forbids unnecessary and unrewarded labor. It forbids it. Israel labored without reward until the day God gave them favor. And that was the end. One day of favor can give you what years of labor can't give. One day. You have been laboring all your life, and suddenly you stepped into a certain favor. Favor. It forbids unrewarded and unnecessary labor that happened to Israel. Number 6. Favor makes it your turn again and again. I
Before it reaches the turn of others, it's your turn again. That is, it is your turn again when it has not gone round yet. See, all of you join line. Take your own. 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 Take your own.
Hey! Hey! Is somebody sitting down and just looking like that? Will you give the Lord a shout of victory? A louder shout of victory. Look at somebody by yourself. Say, it's my turn again and again and again.
Even if it was not enough to go around, it is still your turn. Oh my God. That will make some people almost kill themselves. Almost kill. Is he the only one? Is he the only one? Is he the only one? Is he? Have you heard such things before? Are you the only one? Is he the only one? Is he the only one? Is she the only one?
And every word we preach, God confirms. And so as I'm preaching right now, any garment of disfavor, any garment of rejection, anything that makes you rejected, today it is over. It is set on fire. It is set on fire.
I've seen some pastors who say, I pray for people. They get breakthrough. God changed their life. Then they go somewhere else. That's not correct. When blind Bartimaeus' eye opened, he followed Jesus in the way. The unction that delivered you is the unction that preserves that deliverance. You follow. And then when the problem comes, they return back. That devil is a bastard. I prayed for somebody that the church was not 1 year yet. And she was stranded for a long time. And she got a contract in so many zeros at that early time with NNPC. When she executed the contract and it was time, she said the tithe was too big for our church. But the anointing was not too small. So he divided it for different places and sent somebody to help her distribute it. The person was a devourer. He ate all the tithe. The person was a physical devourer. Ate the money. And that person reduced back to square zero. 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 Zero squares. Zero. Zero. Level of looking for transport money in town. After executing such. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is not correct. I prophesy, you won't labor in vain.
We shall not bring forth for trouble. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Favor. Number 7. Favor bypasses prejudice, racism, etc. to establish divine plan and purpose. When you are favored, your tribe no longer matters.
When you are favored by God, your sex as man or woman no longer matters. When you are favored, was walking alongside wisdom in the life of Joseph.
Nobody knew he was a slave.
Not to talk of being a foreigner, a stranger from another country. He became a prime minister in another land.
It bypasses prejudice. It bypasses racism, ethnicity, sexism.
It bypasses all of those.
All those things may work if favor is not yet there. Number 8. Favor gives opportunities and responsibilities beyond experience and qualification.
Favor will allocate to you, the favor of God will give you a responsibility,
give you an opportunity that is heavier than your qualification,
heavier than experience.
Daniel was not an experienced public servant. He was not an experienced magician or anything like that. He was just 17 years old when he began to serve in the palace of the king with elderly people.
Joseph had no experience.
You know, favor will cause you to learn on the job. Favor, the favor of God.
Others will need to bring their evidence of job experience. But the favor of God will say, all right, get the experience on the job and continue working.
You know, one young man was very desperate when everywhere he went, they said, we are looking for people with job experience. He told them, employ me free of charge. When I get the experience, interview me for the work. Don't pay me salary. And when they saw him and favor of God was upon him, they said, no, we can't send this kind of person away. You are employed.
It gives you things that people who are older than you, who have served longer than you, they favor us.
So I don't want you to celebrate experience, celebrate favor.
Don't over celebrate your years of this or years of that. Celebrate the favor of God.
For it is not by age that things happen. It is by grace. When we started ministry, many people despised us. I told you many times, who is this small boy? This small girl. Even till now, they are calling us small boy. Till now, they are still calling us small boy. And it's only in Africa that somebody who is 50-something years old is still a small boy. Because in Europe and in America, at the age of 18, you're an adult. You will pay house rent if you are still staying in your father's house. Are you following me? But here, everybody is a small boy. Somebody is 70 years, 65 is small boy. African mentality. Everybody is a boy. This one, those small boys, this small boy, small girl. What are they? Despise us all. Somebody brought his assistant pastor to our church one day, without our notice, to size the church with the eyes. So this one and our own, which one is bigger? All manner of thoroughly despised.
And those kind of things get out.
You see, if people's sentiment equals destiny fulfillment, many of us will not be anywhere.
If the way people think, behave, and expect of us is how things turn out, you can't reach anywhere. That is why we thank God for God. The more they hate you, the more he helps you. The more they hate you, the more he helps you. The more they hate you, the more he helps you. The more they hate you, the more he helps you. So that if they want, let them kill themselves.
And never apologize for being favored. Only appreciate the one who favored you. Never apologize for the favor you have. Appreciate the giver of the favor. Favor gives opportunities, responsibilities beyond experience and beyond qualification. 9. Favor compels the enemy to do the good he wouldn't have done otherwise. When favor is on you, your enemy is compelled to do the favor for you he wouldn't have done otherwise. That is in synergy with Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7. That when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Egypt was forced to favor Israel. Exodus chapter 12 verse 36. They were compelled. Very soon, some of us seated here, the person you think hates you the most will hand over to you what you cannot believe. And he's not giving it to you because he likes you. He's giving it because he has to give it. When Egypt gave Israel all the properties they gave them, it's not that they like them and they haven't changed their mind. Because after they gave them, they still pursued them. They still pursued them into the Red Sea. Everything they needed, they gave it to them in anger. Take. And they still pursued them. It wasn't out of love. When it comes to favor, you don't really have an enemy who can resist release. No, you don't. They are compelled. They don't have a choice in the matter. They are not giving it to you out of love. They have been forced to do it. They have been mandated to do it. They have been put under pressure. And I prophesy now, in the name that is above every name, Jesus the resurrected Lord, the systems are coming under pressure. They shall lose their peace. They shall lose their sleep. They shall lose their rest. And release for you what is yours. Whether they are friends or they are enemies, if they are holding whatever belongs to you, they are under pressure of release. In Jesus' name.
At the Area One Church, we bought half of it before. The other half belonged to another people. Take your seat. And we started, and then the other people came under pressure. They want to give us that second half. Now, the person was from another religion. He had to attend church on a Sunday morning under pressure with his babariga. He was forced to attend service to release the property on our terms. In a hurry, under pressure. Yes, amen. What the devil took from you, what the devil took from your father, what the devil took from your lineage, restore. Somebody seated here, because of you, God will restore your family. He will restore your family glory. He will restore your family dignity.
one of the members of our church. God gave him, I don't know how to say this. Well, by prophetic cover and prophetic operation over his life in many ways, God gave him an appointment and positioned him with a big name, a kind of appointment where you have escort and you have all the things. And he came to me and went on his. Oh, he said, "Thank you, sir." He said, "I didn't know that my father's name that disappeared will still return back." His father was popular in his days. Notorious person positively. But everybody faded off. Senior brother died in an accident. This one died. All manner. They and these intelligent people. PhD this and that. And then now he came. And then they call his name. And his son's name is his father's name. He said, "I didn't know that my father's name will return back to relevance." That is what God can do. That is why I speak again prophetically. In the name that is above every name, God will restore your family. Your family glory, the glory that originally existed there, the dignity that existed there, the financial resources that existed in that line, the prophetic and apostolic mantle that existed in that lineage, in that family, I announce, I prophesy, because of you, it shall be restored. By the favor of God, it shall be restored.
That's right. You know, the devil doesn't have any free gift. Anywhere you see a family of herbalists, that is an apostolic mantle, corrupted, diverted. Where you see seers, Dibia, those kind of babalawo people who see road for people. The original mantle there is the prophetic that the devil diverted and is using for that family. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are, in the villages, you see people who are still in the village. They are money lenders inside village. It's a money lender. I don't know of any village who doesn't have money. People go to borrow money from them. That is a wealth mantle that is at a primordial level. Am I communicating? So, if you check your line, you will see some things that the devil diverted. You will see some things that the devil perverted. You will see some things the devil corrupted. And I am here to announce it is returning in the original form. It is returning in the original form. It is being restored in the correct form. It is being restored in the positive form. In the powerful form. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Something is already happening. Something is happening. Power is flowing. Grace is flowing. Oil is flowing everywhere. Ikadayata yato labaradaya. I prophesy the restoration. The restoration of the power. The restoration of the glory. The restoration. Help out there. Ushers, be very, very agile. Please. La ya 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 ya. Open your mouth and pray for 1 minute. Let it see parana daya daya. Pray. Something is restoring. Something is being restored.
Yeah.
Restoration, 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 restoration. In Jesus' name.
So shall it be. Take your seat, let's go on. And as he spoke, the Spirit fell upon them that heard him. There is mantles, there are mantles being transferred. Help are there. There are releases, fire, shake up, chains breaking, enemy verdicts cancelled.
Mahashada Yalaya. Enemy verdict cancelled. Enemy agenda cancelled. Enemy orchestration cancelled. Enemy purpose cancelled. Likabaya. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former. Ayayayaya. Help her there. Mahashata Kalala. And in this place, in the name of Jesus.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Favor supernaturally, number 11, attracts relevant resources, opportunities, and personalities into the life of the favored. Supernaturally attracts relevant resources, opportunities, and personalities into the life of the favored. I have been privileged to see this. That happened for Esther. You are on your own. And the things that are needed, the resources needed, the opportunities needed, personalities needed, are supernaturally attracted into your life. Number 12, favor releases the seal of distinction. The seal of distinction. That is on the life of the favored. That is, favor gives you the capacity to stand out in the midst of the crowd. Stand out.
Many are around, but you just stand out. It's not about your height. It's not about even what you are wearing. Just stand out. There is something about you that stands out. There is something about you that makes you look different. There is something about you that you just stand out. It can be seen on your face, it can be seen on in your personality. There is something that makes you stand out.
When you stand out like that as a woman to your husband to be, the struggle for getting married is over.
When you stand out like that in the face of your employee, when everybody is there being interviewed and you just stand out.
Take your seat. We have a little way to go. Number 13. Favor releases the seal of exemption on the favored. Just exemption. That is,
you are handled and treated differently.
That was what happened. When Daniel found favor with the prince of the eunuchs,
he was treated differently.
He was not going to eat the food with the others, and there shall be no consequence. A seal of exemption. Your case is different.
Fourteen. Favor releases the oil of ease on the life of the favored.
Things are just very easy.
Where others are crawling, it appears as if you are running.
That gives me the last point. Favor is the vehicle for speed in life. Apostle Paul, said he wasn't behind the list of the apostles, but by the grace of God, I'm what I am. That grace is what is called favor. Call it unmerited favor. Speed. Labor will only slow your life down. Favor gives speed.
Labor is good if it is backed with favor.
Speed.
Because we don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. We only have time. By the favor of God, you are getting done in a day what people get done in a month. Getting done in a week what takes years.
Favor.
I want to give you two cautions on the subject of favor before we go on to the way of favor. Caution number one. Favor is sustained by humility. If God will allow favor to rest, humility must undergird it. The humblest of men are the most favored of men. He giveth grace to the humble. The humble, grace is favor. I'll talk about that shortly.
When your favor exceeds your humility, your collapse is inevitable.
God is not giving you opportunity and open doors so that you can raise your shoulder. So you can look down on everybody and talk down on people who are not as favored as you are.
Hear this.
The higher your favor, the deeper your humility must be. If that favor will last. If that favor will last. It doesn't matter how favored you are. Endeavor never to forget where you are coming from. Endeavor never to forget where God took you from. Endeavor never to forget who you were. And your favor must never bring you to a point where you look down on the less favored. There was a particular person. We grew together. And I looked at his life. I looked at my life. And I see how so much favor God has given to me. In appreciation to God, I began to bless him with resources. One vehicle, another vehicle, cash. And it was impossible to
to say, see you there, see me here. That will offend God. That will disappear the favor. Lucifer got favor. He thought he created himself. He became bigger. And God was the one who appointed him. He was Lucifer. There was Archangel Michael. There was Archangel Gabriel. Any of them could have been the head of all of them. He was appointed. He became proud. He crashed to hell. The greatest appreciation you can give to God for your favor is the maintenance of humility in walking in favor. Never talk down on anybody who is not as privileged as you are. Don't behave it. Don't act it. Don't ever let anybody feel small around you who should have been at your level. The other day, two people who taught me in the university came here to the site to look and to see. Number one, I am humbled that the person I sat under giving me instruction is coming to meet me where I am. Number two, I am humbled that they have anything to see. So when they came, I said, can we take a tour around? And well, why not? We'd like to look around. Then my driver, the security was opening the back seat for me to sit. I said, not here, not now, not with these people. So the two of them sat at the back, and I sat in the front with the driver. I sat in the front with the driver. The two of them sat at the back, and I was doing them tour around. They can't recover from it. When the driver was trying to open for me the back seat, I said, no, they are to sit there. Then the man told the security, pastor has changed the protocol. He said, we are to sit here. He was laughing while he was talking. Pastor has changed the protocol. He said, we should sit in his seat. He sat there while we drove. Showed them round. I was enjoying my life. The other day, another set of people came from another town. When we were growing up in ministry, they were already, when we were coming up as Christians, they were already pastors. And they visited here. In this case, I drove them myself. Well, I carried car, I drove them myself. The one sat in front, the other two sat at the back. Drove around the whole place. Does it reduce me? It's just my little appreciation to Jehovah. That for this moment, I can be a driver. And it is only the reason, it is only God's mercy why I'm not actually driving now. Because the temptation will come. People can praise you into arrogance and do all manner of things. Just do your best. Humble yourself. Everybody should know who was in front of them. Even if they don't appear to be in front now, you should know who was in front of you. You should know who was in front of you. If you don't know now, you should know. Even if they are not there now, you should remember. And you should realize it was not your expertise that brought you here. Not your expertise. There are people in some meetings that I stand up for them to sit down. Because I can't be sitting here and they are sitting there. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Take your seat. So favor is sustained by humility. And please, if you must last in favor, stay in humility. If you will last. If you will last. If you will last there, stay. Number two. Caution. Favor attracts envy. And there is a reason why I am saying this. Favor attracts big envy. And attracts envy, attracts hatred. Serious hatred. Genesis chapter 37 verse 8. Joseph was so favored, they hated him. His brethren said unto him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. It attracts envy and it attracts hatred. Listen, if you are sensitive to hatred, please don't apply for favor. But that's not the main reason why I'm saying this. If you are very sensitive, when people talk about you, you can't take it. Don't ask for favor because they will talk about you. There are individuals, Satan will give them you as their assignment. He said, what is your ministry? What is your vision? Brother Mike or brother, whatever. What is your life assignment to distract that man? And the more they favor, the more they envy, the more they hatred. That's the first reason why I'm saying it. If you don't want to be hated, don't even ask for favor. Just remain like everybody. Secondly, because envy and hatred accompanies favor, if you are in favor, ask God to help your heart. So that you don't, out of favor, end in hell from bitterness. Something that was meant to be good turns into evil. And the devil doesn't care how successful you are on earth for as long as you don't end in heaven. He can even assist you to succeed if at the end you will go to hell. Please say that. Too important. Too important. So that you help your heart from bitterness. Because there are those who may persecute you more than the devil himself. Yes. Because there are human beings who dare what even the devil can dare. You know, God made man in his image. We have more heart. I'm telling you. Papa Yedeko said when God gave him the word of prosperity and he started preaching. He said there were individuals who persecuted them more than Satan. He said, Prospero, they are coming, they are coming. He said he went to one meeting, he sat in that meeting. The topic of all the preachers saw him. The topic of the preaching. From 1 hour. He said he didn't know how he left that meeting that day. Somebody might be talking. They are looking at us now. They are direct. And what is their result now? They are talking about money. And they are still driving for switching. Where is the prosperity now? He wasn't there. The preaching was to him. He was the topic. He didn't know how he left that meeting that day. Only God helped his heart. Whenever God gives you favor, ask him to help your heart. This caution to me is almost more important than the favor message. Ask him to help you with capacity to accommodate human reaction. Take your seat. Capacity to accommodate human hostility. Capacity to withstand human uncomfortability. Discomfort with what he will do with your life. Capacity to walk free of bitterness.
To be able to see people and still greet and shake hands with them. One man sat down with another person and they were plotting on how to destroy themselves. Not me. And all the details came out in terms of all the things they said. Every single word for word.
The man today is a beneficiary of our benevolence. Today. Put him, his family, everybody. And he owned up. I said, I'm sorry. Anything you heard that I said, it is true. Anything you heard that I did is true. If I see his, if he sends me a text now, I'll call him back. Hello, I saw your text now. Are you planning to tell me something? If I see his missed call, I'll call him back on the spot. You were just trying to call me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just wanted to thank you so much for responding to my call all the time. I have this and that to say. That's how to help yourself, to help your life. Help your life. Save your head. Save your head. Save your head like chicken. Like chicken that is trying to be cooked for Christmas. Save your head. You will make it. Oh. God will help us. Oh.
I said God will help us. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive your help. I receive your mercy. I receive your grace. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Take your seat. I am almost tempted to stop at that question. But for the sake of completion, what is the way into favor? I will speak very, very fast. The way of favor. Number one. Is the presence of God. Genesis chapter 39 verse 2 and in verse 21. The Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Okay, go on. The Lord was with Joseph. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. And that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace or favor in his sight. When you are soaked in God's presence, you carry the fragrance of his person. You know, perfume. When you just stepped into a room, my children used to tell me, anytime you pass, when you pass, we just know you have just passed. We know daddy's fragrance. It's like your daddy's fragrance on you. When you soak in God's presence, in communion, in worship. When you soak in God's presence, you don't beg for favor. Anywhere you step, people smell God. And that smell is favor. There are many of us, we spend so much time with man that they dry up every presence we carry.
We are more in the at home in the company of man than in the company of God. The presence of God. You soak in that presence. And you have favor. Number two. Access to favor is favoring the cause of God. Favoring the cause of God. Psalm 102 verse 13 to 14. He said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time has come. Why? For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. You don't lack favor as a kingdom promoter. You don't lack favor as a kingdom expander. An easy way to get favor with God is to prosper his cause on the earth. Prosper it. In assignment, prosper heaven. Lead souls to Christ. Plant churches. Invest your resources. Don't let the kingdom suffer where you are. You know, I told you a story yesterday when we were told that some people wanted to buy a church and turn it to something else. And people from the other religion and the church didn't have money, they want to kick them out. And we bought the church for them and we don't know the pastor till tomorrow. And I said to you something, I said, not in our lifetime, not while we are alive. You don't let the kingdom suffer where you are. That was David. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should temper with the people of my living God? Let it be clear to God, clear to hell, that you have a heart of defense for the kingdom. You will not beg for favor. If you favor his righteous cause, you cause his favor to flow upon your life. Favoring the cause of God. Number three is good understanding. Proverbs chapter 13 and in verse 15. He said, good understanding giveth favor. But the way of transgressors is hard. Good understanding giveth favor. Let me break this down to you. You want to have favor in life, you must possess good understanding. Understanding of what? Very critical issues of life. Number one, know and understand God. The knowledge of God and the understanding of who God is, it makes favor natural. Second, know and understand your purpose in life. It is not possible for a person to have favor in the wrong purpose. Know and understand your purpose in life. Third, know and understand your potentials. What has God put inside you? What has He wired into you? When you follow the path of your potential, you can reach the place of your favor. That was what happened to David. His potential took him to the palace and his favor kept him there. Next, know and understand your place. Your place. Your place. The right purpose must marry the right place to experience the right product. If I am experiencing any level of favor now,
is because I am aware that I am in my place. If for any reason I say America is where it is happening, let me move, man. UK is where it is happening, let me go. You will just be shocked that this same man, this same person that is so assisted by God is suffering and struggling somewhere. In my small lifetime, I have seen people relocate themselves from their place. Big church. Guy left town. It's Lagos now. He put another person there. The one he left is not doing well. He found himself located in a corner of Lagos where nobody knows him. One left his town, went to Lagos first. Left Lagos, went abroad. All the places, none working. A man who will introduce himself and demons will clear out. Blind eyes opened like water. Your favor is locatable in your place. God will never break his principles. There is no amount of fasting that can give you a visitation in a wrong location. Know and understand your place. Understand your place. I think number six would be now. Know there are people who are called to be evangelists, no church at all. They struggle with pastoring churches. It doesn't work. And vice versa. Know and understand your place. Fifthly or sixthly now, know and understand people. People. Human beings. What are the needs of human beings? Because this world is filled with people. And when I say people, any woman who knows and understands her husband will enjoy physical favor from husband. And vice versa. Good understanding brings favor. That was number three. Number four is quality character. Quality character is a door to favor. Psalm 5 and in verse 12. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Esther chapter 2 verse 15. As she displayed character, favor came. Listen to this. When you represent God well with your character, he rewards you with favor. Say that again. When you represent God well with your character, he rewards you with favor. Anybody we talk about favor in the Bible, whether it was Joseph, whether it was Daniel, Esther, these were people of quality character. When you represent God well with your character, your lifestyle, and people can testify that this one is not a fake Christian, he rewards you with favor. Listen to this. If you have favor and you lack character, it's a matter of time. You will lose the favor. Quality character. Number five is the show of mercy and favor. When you know how to show mercy to others, and you know how to give favor to others, you will see mercy and you will see favor. Second Samuel chapter 22 verse 26. He said, with the merciful, thou will show yourself merciful. And with the upright man, you will show yourself upright. Psalm 18 verse 25. He said, with the merciful, thou will show yourself merciful. With an upright man, thou will show yourself upright. Matthew 7:12. He said, therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Are you looking for favor? Give somebody favor. Do something for somebody that blows their mind. And God will do something for you that blows your mind. Life is a seed. Am I communicating? There are people who are looking for favor, but they have never pitied anybody in their lives. I think I told you a funny story before. My father wrote our date of birth, and I know my date of birth. But I don't remember my birthday. Alright, when I became born again, I began to remember the birthdays. And then as I remember the birthday, my birthday was a day of fasting and prayer to evaluate my life from last year till this year. And to justify the existence for the last 1 year. That was my birthday. What they call birthday cake, I didn't understand it. What they call birthday card, I didn't understand it. And why? I have never given anybody birthday card before I met my wife. Because I didn't know the value of giving anybody birthday card. And guess what? As I did not give, I did not receive. How will I receive? From who? Birthday card. What is the aim of birthday card? What is the meaning? When they talk of cola nut, dog shake his head. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Then my wife, please take your seat. Then she brought birthday card, wrote in it. So this possibility exists. And then, so that I don't look stupid, when it is her own birthday, I also give to her. That was how it started. That I became awakened to that possibility. Do you understand what I'm talking about? All truths are parallel. If it looks like you have been abandoned, look for somebody that appears abandoned. And give them companionship where possible. I say where possible so that it is not a man-woman kind of situation. Where possible. When it looks like somebody you are suffering rejection, look out, you will identify someone in that category. And just nullify that rejection with your words. And just in a short while, you will see how God will turn things around in your life. And you will be wondering, where are all these people? Where did they know me from? All of a sudden, things have opened up for me. Am I communicating? That is how life works. You can buy somebody a car tomorrow. Or start by assisting somebody with transport fare. When I was in the university, I would preach to the people inside the vehicle and pay their transport fare. It was practical. Somebody told my PA, he said, your pastor, he has been doing this since university days. He will preach to us inside taxi. He will pay the taxi fare out of any little amount that I had there. Today I can give somebody a car. Because before, I paid transport fare. Am I communicating at all? You don't jump to the top. You climb up. Take your seat. You go up the ladder. You just go up the ladder. A step at a time. Pastor, you need encouragement in ministry. Look for another pastor in need of encouragement now. Do something that will encourage them. I called somebody that was very, very highly anointed musically like 20-something years ago. And I have not heard her music in a long time. In fact, no music at all. Voice powerful. I called and then she said it was her birthday. You remember? Yes, that same thing was happening. Yes. Oh, really? So what are you doing about your birthday? Oh, well, I'm trying to put out an album. Have you done it yet? Well, we're trying. I said, all right, send me your account number. We'll send you money that will help you do that album. So the money was... Later on, she said, thank you. She called my wife, thanked her, and so on. Next thing. So, how come you have not been recording? Oh, we haven't been recording. Now, the husband is also a pastor in ministry. We have not been recording because, well, I wish I had a studio in the house. All right, what's the cost of a studio? Long story made short, my wife and I got it done. And she said, for the first time in her life, she came to realize that God loves her. See that act? You are in ministry for 20-something years. That God loves her. That they do things for people. Nobody does anything. When she went into that studio, the first song, you listen to the song, the first song that came out was addressing God. I didn't know you loved me like this. Am I communicating? When we face ourselves, we lose relevance with time. But when you reach beyond yourself and begin to see whose life can be touched, whose destiny can be helped. I never knew that God loves me like that. I'm just realizing that God loves me like that. I was driving on this premises the other day. A woman with her 4 children met me. And the little child came to me and said, we have not been given notebook in school because we have not been able to pay our school fees. Father abandoned them, pushed all of them out. And you know, some men will do what even animals wouldn't do. Because animals take care of their own. And I told the mother, I said, how much is at stake? What's the school fees? And she told me the school fees. And I said, all right, it's handled for the children. She told the mother later, the mother said, you restored the faith of my daughter. 13-year-old girl. She said she has been praying to God. God, help us pay our school fees. Then recently he told the mother, is it that God is too busy with other things to think about us? He said, but now with what just happened, it is confirmed that God remembers us. You don't know who is going to be, whose life will be changing at the other side of your obedience to God. You don't know what perspective you will change in somebody's mind. You don't know what perspective you will change in somebody's mind. You don't know the paradigm shift in somebody's mindset by your action. I am not saying anything to impress you, please. But examples, they communicate principles. Am I communicating? Examples communicate principles. Let us reach beyond ourselves. Reach beyond and begin to show favor. Begin to show kindness. Begin to show mercy to people. And you won't pray for favor. You won't beg for it. You won't pray for favor. You won't beg for it. There are testimonies we cannot share of the favor of God. There are testimonies you can't share. Otherwise, it will multiply the hatred. But I want you to please make Christianity practical. Let love be practical. One of our pastors in this commission, I called him one day. I said, we haven't seen each other for a while. He said, yes, that he's been busy with the work. I said, so how is the work going? He said, it's growing very well. So where are you staying? He said, he's staying here. And then the church is over there. So how do you move? He said, oh, there is a little issue with movement to the location. So how do you and your wife go to the location? He said, well, We just tried to see how we follow. I said, okay, meet me the next 2 days. And when he came, he got a new car. He's receiving salary as a pastor. But to aid his work in that location, he was assisted. That is extra assistance. And he called one of his colleagues and he said, see what happened to me. What am I saying? Let us not be too familiar with each other to assist each other. Because there may be people around you that are familiar, you are familiar, we are familiar with each other. And then you feel, oh, we're all together here, there's no need. He said, first I gave him money, like 50,000. He said, no, I'm the one to bring money to the prophet, not the prophet giving. I said, where is it written? Where is it written that your father can't give you money? Where is, I think we take some things too far. Where is it written? Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand and say, Father,
I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace.
The show of mercy and favor. Number 6, the life of humility. I've already said that. God resisted the proud, he giveth grace to the humble. And that grace equals favor. James chapter 4 verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5. There will be no limit to your favor if there is no limit to your humility. There will be no limit to your favor if there is no limit to your humility. The life of humility. Number 7 is the life of praise and gratitude.
They were praising God and having favor.
Murmurers never qualify for favor.
Grumblers never qualify for favor. Everyone that is permanently bitter against God can never see the favor of God.
How can you be angry with the only one who has your help? How can you be angry with the only one who can change your life and see any result? Praise, gratitude. Thank God for where you are on your way to where you are going. Be a gratitude hunter so that you can be an appreciation giver. Hunt for what to appreciate God for. Just be hunting for it. The other day I told God, I said, there is truly grace that you release for conventions. And I cannot take it for granted. And I have to be grateful. I'm appreciative. Thank him for your health. It's not the right. Even if it's your right, you didn't force him to give you that right. The life of praise and gratitude. I like someone to shift from murmuring today. And finally, the life of prayer and devotion. Your prayer life, your devotional life qualifies you for favor. Daniel chapter 9, verse 23. Daniel was always called at the beginning of your supplications. The commandment came forth, and I am come to show you, for you are greatly beloved at the beginning of your supplication. Those who begin with supplication must end as the beloved of God. Those who persist in supplication must eventually be established as the beloved of God. Beloved. Your life of prayer. Prayer, not murmuring, not grumbling, not complaining. Prayer, supplication, intercession. Praying for your nation. Praying for the, you know. Your life of prayer positions you for being the beloved of God. Daniel chapter 10 verse 11. We see that also. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto you, and stand upright, for unto you I am now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Daniel 10:19. And he said, O man greatly beloved, fear not.
Peace be unto you. Be strong, yea. Be strong.
And when he has spoken unto me, I was strengthened.
Said, let my Lord speak,
for thou hast strengthened me. Hallelujah. It's a new day. It's a new day. Go and do likewise, according to what God told us. I just got reminded of one of our officers here, among us here, whose children got admission to the university. Maybe his resources or salary and things was not able to accommodate the schooling. And my immediate instinct is, don't be working for God and be thinking of how to pay children's school fees, whether it is in the university. That is covered. That school fees is not 500,000. No, it's not 600,000. It's not 700. Not one. Hallelujah. Should he go and borrow from unbelievers? Or go and borrow from church members? God forbid. You will make it.
And very soon,
you will be at multiple giving ends.
Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Loud more shout of praise.
Don't let anybody suffer around you if you have the ability to help them. And don't suffer alone. Don't suffer. Don't suffer. Men and women, don't suffer. Let it be known what needs exist. It is not a shame to be in need. It may be shameful to beg. And there are people you communicate your needs to that does not amount to begging. There are people you can communicate your need to, and it does not amount to begging. Sila. Is there somebody who is truly blessed like myself today? Is there somebody who appears like weight has lifted from off your shoulder? Satan saw something. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate God. Be upstanding everywhere you are. Be upstanding everywhere you are. Be upstanding everywhere you are. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Appreciate Him, honor Him, adore Him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Worship, supremacy, dominion, rule, sovereignty. Thank you, Master. 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 In Jesus' name. This word is so vast. I had actually prepared a second message, but I will pardon us for this morning. So that we can go and meditate on this one. On this one. But before we go, we'll pray intensively for nothing less than 15 minutes. Lift your two hands now and appreciate God for the favor that brought this word. The favor that brought this word. The favor that brought this word. Lift your voice and give Him the praise for the favor that brought this word. Go ahead. Rock,
In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and say, Father, I ask that you draw me
close to your presence.
Give me the grace
to favor your cause.
Help me, Lord,
with good understanding.
Help me, Lord,
with quality character.
Help me, Lord,
to show mercy
and favor
to others.
Help me, Lord,
with a life of humility.
Help me, Lord,
with a life of praise
and gratitude.
Help me, Lord,
with a life of prayer.
I receive it, Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray.
In the name of Jesus.
This message is very, very practical. Please, when you go back, before you come back in the evening, sit down, identify action points. Just action. God will remind you of somebody immediately that needs your help. He will remind you. So just identify those action points. Action points on prayer, action points on mercy and compassion. Action points. Definite 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 action points. Do that. And then, capacity to handle the envy without bitterness. And then, capacity to walk in deep humility. To always remember where you brought me from. Help me with that capacity. Lift up your two hands and say, Father,
in the name of Jesus,
I receive the grace
to establish
clear action points.
I receive the grace
to remember,
to always remember
where you have brought me from.
I receive the grace
to withstand hatred
and withstand envy
without bitterness.
I receive that grace,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Put the rush on. the name of Jesus.
The Lord just showed me there are some of us here who need to forgive people. You need to forgive people. People who maligned you, talked against you, castigated you. And you are wondering, what did I do? And for some of us, it's not as if you have even gone so far yet. But I'd like to let you know, it's not where you are now that is the problem, but where you are going and what God wants to do with you. Because the devil can smell the future. That was why he wanted to kill Moses as a child. I'd like you to pray and release them. And Lord, I receive the grace to release everyone. You can mention names if there are names you remember. I release them. And ask for mercy to walk in love. Mercy, grace to walk in love. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are this morning, this afternoon now, you want to make your ways right with Jesus, I'd like you to quickly pick your Bibles and your bags, step forward here, and let us pray for you. You want to make your ways right with Jesus, please give the Lord the praise. Take your seat, everyone, while they come forward. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away, have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody sing.
Lord, I need you, my heart.
Oh, Lord, I need you, my soul.
Leave
I for you alone.
Every breath that I take,
every moment I'm away,
every moment I'm away.
Your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody sing.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Oh, Lord,
give you my soul.
Pray for you alone.
Live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.
Father, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Place your right hand on your chest, all of you standing, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the help of God released upon you. The grace to live for him and the grace to serve him is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name. Amen.